Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
And we just finished with Cindy Shaw and Bella Kirshner, one being Helpful Care and the other my elder advocate. And it was really a wonderful conversation. I have to say, Christina, who's the producer here, brings on the very best of guests, and it's so rewarding for the listeners because everybody has information. Our next guests are just, you know, they have this stellar Sid Jacobson, JCC, and Roslyn that is just, I've been there only once, but I went through the place. It's just, it's a palace, you know, a palace for seniors. There's no question about it. But anyway, we'll talk about that. We have Connie Wasserman, who's the Associate Executive Director, and Donna Schulman, who is the Director of Adult and Senior Programs. So welcome both. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Just tell us generally about the, I mean, everybody knows about the JCC. Not everybody takes advantage of it. I know that. That's always the case. It's like, I didn't know that. I didn't know this.
We're a hidden jewel.
You really are.
Yes.
You know, I saw your pool. I mean, it's
magnificent.
It is. It's unbelievable. That's just a small of what everything you have over there.
Yeah. Also, you're multi-generational.
Absolutely.
Which is important.
So I think you've touched on some of the, fine qualities of who we are. So we're like a 92,000 square foot facility in East Hills at 300 Forest Drive.
Oh, East Jacobson, Hills. I'm sorry.
JCC. So we're a community center, and you're right. We serve all ages and all stages of life. So we have a nationally accredited early childhood center, a fitness center, state-of-the-art fitness center with an incredible aquatic center that has just been recently redone. It's a magnificent pool. There's a children's pool and there's a hot tub, and the pool is accessible by anyone and everyone regardless of abilities. We have all kinds of programs all week long and on the weekends. Bridge, Mahjong, Canaster. We offer lessons and games. We have a complete cultural arts program. We just had Nelson DeMille, and he spoke about his new book, The Cuban Affair. Also, when we talk about our fitness center, our state-of-the-art fitness center, we have a Go for Life program, and those are classes and programs embedded within our fitness center specifically for seniors. So they're at a different pace, and they are specifically geared for this. It's really through the, a federal program of national fitness for seniors, and Fit for Life is these, you know, we designate certain programs that fit within the criteria of Fit for Life.
Okay, let's just stick for Fit for Life for a second. A senior can join.
Yes.
JCC.
Yes.
And then after that, join Fit for Life. There's a fee, but they will have an instructor going through like a specific program for them?
Sort of. So okay. You can become, there's a senior membership. You could either be a senior single member or a senior couple member. You could be a snowbird member.
Oh.
And that gives you access to everything within the JCC, including the fitness center. And that gives you access to all of our fitness centers. So you can hire, if you wanted, your own personal trainer, or you can utilize all of the fitness center. Within the classes that we offer, part of your membership, you have access to free fitness classes.
Oh.
Those classes that are designated Fit for Life, you will know are at a pace that might be better for you. Okay, so it might be a Tai Chi class. It might be, a Zumba class.
Okay,
it's geared toward the senior.
I understand that now. I thought it was a specific program that I had to join as a senior.
No, you don't have to join extra. It's all part of your membership.
Okay.
But the beauty about Sid Jacobson JCC and the way we understand the needs of the senior population in the community is not everyone is ready for or wants full membership.
Right.
So we also offer a passport membership. And what the passport membership gives you is access to certain senior programs. So your passport allows you to come in on Mondays and participate with News Behind the News, but I just have to backtrack.
Okay.
If you do purchase a passport, then you have the absolute pleasure of working with Donna Shulman directly, because she's going to meet, greet you, and bring you into the fold. So we have News Behind the News on Monday, and that's an interactive, you know, discussion group led by someone who's talking about what's going on in the world today. And usually how many people, Donna?
40 to 60 people.
It's
really
unbelievable. It is so stimulating, and it's interactive. You're not getting talked to. You're part of the discussion about what is going on in today's world. On Tuesdays, we have our lecture series. Donna, can you give me, you know, some different people you've brought in? Every week, Donna has a different person coming in to lecture.
We have people like James Cole, who is a New York City police detective. He's also, I believe, recently ran for an office. He's an expert on the Constitution.
Okay.
He talks about politics. We have Sal St. George, who is another lecturer we have. He talks about entertainers, history of entertainers, art, music, theater, all different. Every week we have a different lecture.
And
wow.
After the lecture.
And that's for the general population of JCC, if somebody wants to come to it.
Yes.
Okay.
And, but if you just want to be a passport holder, you also can just come to that. There's no extra charge. It's part of your passport.
Okay.
News
okay.
Behind the News and the lecture series on Tuesday. And then after the lecture on Tuesday, then you can go into a senior fitnessize class. Seated exercise, but it's a little bit more than seated exercise. It's really a senior fitnessize class. And then everyone usually just hangs out. We have a cafe. You can go to lunch. That's part of your passport to be able to go to the senior fitnessize and the lecture. On Wednesdays, we have NITSFA, Knitting for a Cause. So we have people coming together knitting. We actually created blankets for people who go to the infusion center at St. Francis, which is right across
the road. I know,
they
just opened up, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we have a cancer wellness center within Sid Jacobs and JCC. The group of women mostly in NITSFA work with our cancer wellness program and created blankets for the new people coming into the infusion center at St. Francis so that we could welcome them and tell them about the services we have for them.
Right.
And then on Thursdays, it's games day. So if you want to come in and play bridge, mahjong, canaster, that's all part of your passport. We also have day trips. So recently, where did you go, Donna?
We were at the Cloisters, the Tenement Museum. We've been to Storm King, the Culinary Institute, West Point. That we do two day trips in the fall and two in the spring.
Are they part of the passport?
That's extra. You would pay for that trip.
But you can access it
absolutely.
As a passport
absolutely.
Member.
Absolutely.
So passport is just like a general membership.
Exactly.
That does, if somebody doesn't want to join full-time
exactly.
and have the pool and have everything,
exactly.
they still have access
exactly.
to some of these.
It's like
more,
a social membership.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes,
that's
yes.
perfect. Okay.
And our reason for doing that is our senior center within this thriving, vibrant community center really created a safety net for the seniors within our community. Because if and when they may need more services, we're there for them. So by making it as easy as possible to access us, by creating this passport and allowing them to come in for these programs that they are part of creating. So Donna has a very active advisory committee, and they tell her what she can bring in and what she can't bring in.
Okay. But just let me interrupt. We have time.
Sure.
JCC, I'm confused, is a total community center.
Correct.
Okay. I looked at it always as a senior center.
No.
And when I saw the 30s and 40s, I said, that's nice. They're branching down.
No.
Okay. So it's a total center.
Yes.
Except you
yes.
have, you know, a specific organization dealing with the seniors, but there's also children.
Yes.
And, okay.
Yes. We are a full community center.
Okay.
We work from, actually, we have infant daycare. We have a full camp, Camp Jacobson in Brookville. It used to be Robin Hood Camp. That is
now
our Sid Jacobson Bernice Day School and Camp site. So we have from infant daycare there all the way through camping in the summer. And at our facility, we have after school programs. We really work with all ages and all stages
wow.
of life.
Okay. It's a community center. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And the other wonderful program Donna has, again, for passport holders, and our senior membership is Between the Covers. It's a book club. So what was one of the books that they recently have read? It's a senior book group.
It's facilitated by one of the seniors.
Okay.
And that she basically chooses the books with the group. The last book they just read was Harvest of Thorns. And we read books on all different topics.
Okay.
Every month, I go to the library, I get the books, the Bryant Library, I bring them back for them, they read them, return them to me, and then I bring the next book every month.
And actually, I heard you say earlier, you have an advisory board.
Yes.
Which is similar to what Project Independence has. So obviously, the stuff that you're creating and bringing forth is not something you're just saying, oh, this would be fun to do.
It's what they want.
You're listening to what they want.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, they have a newsletter. And it's called the Senior Connection. And the seniors write the articles for the newsletter. So this is really senior-driven. And that, to us, is what's so important. We don't have the right to tell others what they should like or not or participate in. So it's really them telling us, and not even telling us, but having a conversation and talking about the different things that everyone would like to do. So we have two social clubs. We have the Gesunde Men's Club, and we have the Golden Girls Women's Club. Golden Girls actually was born out of the Gesundes because when the Gesundes started, a lot of the wives would drive the men, and they'd be hanging out in the lobby, and they said, wait a second, we want a group too, and that's how the Golden Girls was born. And that's a monthly social gathering. They have lunch together, and they bring in a speaker or, you know, dancing, music, a show, whatever, to really come together and celebrate.
I have a question. From your experience, how many friendships, new social contacts are made by people becoming members of the JCC, and then all of a sudden they've entered a new world, so to speak. Now I've got 10 friends that I didn't have before.
You know what I'm going to do? I think that's a great question. Before Connie or Donna answers it, let's take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.